Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning, hour number two.
Good morning. It's Joanna.
What's up?
This hour went by super fast.
Yeah, it did. Well, we'll get
a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is. There always is. That's what's great about the outdoors. There's always plenty of conversation.
Yes, sir.
Can't run out of it.
Nope.
It's kind of like sports, anything else we love in our life. Well, I just got another alert on my phone. Coastal hazard message, coastal flood advisory, National Weather Service. This was at 4:20 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Coastal flood advisory is in effect until 7 a.m. The water levels are slowly improving and surf is gradually decreasing. Minor coastal flooding will remain possible around the time of high tide, which will be around 5 a.m. this morning. The most prone location in Galveston County will be near the intersection of Highway 87 and Highway 124. Boy, that's big news. That's some low area through there. So, I mean, it doesn't take much to get that road overwhelmed by surf these days anyway. I think they're doing some repairs. They're trying to raise it 2 feet. They may want to consider about 6 or 8 feet if they want to do it right the first time. The advisory will be allowed to expire at 7 a.m., they're saying this morning. Galveston Island and Bolivar Peninsula. Coastal flood advisory remains in effect. Hazards, minor coastal flooding. Some roads may be hazardous with debris and overwash. And through the early this morning, the location, low-lying areas along a gulf-facing beaches. And we all know where those are. Most of us do anyway. But precautionary preparedness actions. Coastal flood advisory indicates that onshore winds and tides will combine to generate flooding of low areas along the shores. So there you go. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way now. Let's talk to Captain Charlie P. Charlie, what's up?
Good morning, Mickey. What's going on?
Not a lot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Still trucking along.
Still trucking.
Yes, sir.
That's good to know. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
Made another day, baby.
Yeah. You never know. Water hadn't went down any at all. It was still
pretty bulled up at my house when I left this morning. It's gone down some. I mean, it's nothing like it was the last 2 days, but it's still up, and it'll slowly diminish. Surely it's north winds, but see, it's going to go northeast so quick, it's not going to allow it to be pushed. It's just going to have to go down on its own, work its way out.
Yeah, well, it was northeast all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I guess it was that storm in the Gulf that was creating most of that.
Yeah, that storm pushed a lot of water, you know, from the tip of Texas all the way up. The entire Gulf Coast shoreline got extreme tides off of that storm. It was pretty overwhelming. What'd that storm surge end up getting there around Mexico Beach over in Florida, 13 feet or something like that? Apalachicola, the river just turned into an ocean practically with all the water that came up it.
Well, they're lucky that thing was moving as fast as it was, you know. That was one good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it minimized the destruction it could have, the footprint it could have put on that place. If that thing would have slowed down to 2 to 5 miles an hour and just crawled through that part of the state, there's no... You know, it's devastated as it is, but, man, remember Andrew when it slowed down going across the Florida Peninsula. That, you talk about a footprint. Good Lord.
Yeah, it seems like that every year, when you get the hurricanes early in the season, they move slow. When you get toward the later part of the season, they move faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pressure gradients on the mainland are different, and it steers it and pushes it, you know, away. Kind of like, you know, it's like when you pull a front when the high pressure slides, and then your winds cut over and to the, you know, you always get that northeast wind. You can depend on it behind the front.
Huh. Well, fishing's still pretty good over here.
I've been seeing a lot of dead dock shots all week, you know, piles of fish laying dead all over the place. I thought that was out of style, but I guess not.
No, not yet. But anyway, most people are over here red fishing. Red fishing's off the charts in West Bay. I mean, they're everywhere.
Awesome.
Anybody's catching them. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I had a group I had to do that with Monday. It was a no-brainer, and I went to an opposite direction to where everybody else went.
Still got it.
I've been wading every day in East Bay. I'm wading stuff that you don't normally wade, you know?
Well, yeah, with these tides the way they are, you can probably the best place to go is where it used to be dry land and wade that.
Yeah. I mean, they're not everywhere, but I've been lucky enough to find them. I'm fishing spots that I've caught them, you know, in over the years down here.
Yeah.
Like that. But the fish yesterday weren't as big. We had a lot of smaller fish mixed in with them, but, you know, they were 18 to 22 inch fish where, you know, we've been catching bigger fish.
Yeah. Those are big fish for over here, 18 to 22s. That's our solids right now. And, you know, the pattern we're in right now.
Yeah, that'll change.
Yeah, it ought to. 2022, I think, will be a really good year.
Yeah.
For bigger fish.
And I did release a really good one Tuesday. I didn't want to play around with him. I just lifted him up on my measurements, and he was over 29 inches.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
And that's a trout, folks. We're talking about not redfish, but a trout. That's a good one.
Yeah, we were wading a real shallow grass bed yesterday and catching them on topwaters and bass sassins.
Mm-hmm. What'd you catch that big trout on?
Plum chartreuse bass sassins.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Plum crazy. That's a good bait. Always has been. I'm sure that was the rat tail you caught it on.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
Right.
Shad pattern.
Yeah, we were standing on the shallow grass bed yesterday catching those fish and catching a lot of small fish, you know, 15, 16 inch fish. And I said, man, let me tie that damn Lele on. Started catching 3 and 4 pound fish.
There you go.
Yep.
Don't mess with my Lele.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yep.
You got to love old Bob Hardy and Maurice for turning us on to those. You know it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Good boys. Bunch of good boys.
Good fishermen, too.
Good hands. That's what I call them.
Good hands. Good old hands.
Yeah. Yep. Now, I talked to several people that caught them drifting out in East Bay yesterday, too, Mickey. And we had a, you know, 15 mile an hour northeast wind.
Right.
And we've got a tournament infestation going on there. We got a big one tomorrow.
Okay.
I think there's 150 boats in it.
Oh, Lord.
And then you got your hook spitting tournament Saturday. You got,
no, they moved it to the 28th. I texted
really?
Wade this morning, and because we had a listener call in and say they moved it, and I don't know for what reason. I just know they moved it to the 28th of October.
Huh. And then we got a grass farm tournament Monday, a Guides Cup tournament Tuesday.
Another one.
You got the one out of Bay City this Tuesday. It's not as big as the other one. And then we've got some private tournaments next weekend. So, but fishing's okay. Everybody will catch fish this weekend. When's this next front supposed to come?
Sunday or Monday.
Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. That's the forecast. It's supposed to be a pretty good one, too. It's supposed to really blow Monday. 20 to 25 out of the north.
Might have to dig those waders out.
Might have to.
Yeah, buddy. I checked that water temperature yesterday, and it was like 80 to 82.
Yeah.
It'll fall quick.
Good wet wading.
Yeah, it's perfect.
For now, but you know what you and I like when it really gets good, when you start catching those better quality fish, when you got to slide those waders on.
Yes, sir. Yep. Ready for it, too. It's been a long, long, hot summer, man.
Well,
ready for a change. I don't think I'm going to complain about the cold weather again.
No. We will be about January. We'll be freezing to death. Wishing on summer. We do it every year. Nothing changes.
Got to have something to complain about, I guess.
That's it. It's in our nature.
Yep. Well, we're lucky we didn't have to deal with that hurricane over here.
Yes, sir, we are. I am so glad. Because, you know, it seems like when they come to Texas, they slow down when they turn. They start digging into the coast here. Because they've got the whole United States weather map above them that, you know, there's different things and reasons why they slow. But I was glad to see that one moving as fast as it was. That sure helped those folks a lot. I know it was bad. Tony, one of the sickos this morning, even a friend of his is a finance manager at Marine Max over there in Destin, Florida, and he had some pictures he put up on our sicko site. Boy, Marine Max got whacked.
That's the worst one they've ever had there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Biggest one to ever hit the panhandle of Florida, ever.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
2 miles an hour shy of a Cat 5. So, you know, what is 2 miles an hour? That's nothing when you got winds like that. I was laughing so hard. Yet, well, it's hard to laugh when you're watching a hurricane, but Jim Cantore just, he cracks me up, man. He was putting on a show yesterday on TV. His helmet blew off, and he put another one on. And, I mean, that wind was blowing so hard. I thought it was going to blow him off his feet. I really did. He was out there in that. And he didn't have to act in this one. That was the real deal there, bud.
Yeah. You know, we could see where we were wading in East Matagorda Bay. You could see those waves breaking up on Matagorda Island. I'd never seen that before. It just sounded like the storm was hitting the Gulf. It was noisy all day yesterday.
Boy, I know all the surfing gang, they had a blast the last 2 days. Freeport and Galveston, and I'm sure it was even better.
Oh, they were here too.
I bet Matt Island was covered with them.
They were here, man. They said it was the best conditions that they'd ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you could see those swells. There was like 11 to 13 second period between waves, and that's boy, it stacks it up good.
Yep.
I saw some really cool photos on Facebook yesterday of people surfing. It was pretty cool. Brings back memories.
Huh. Well, we're going to get out here and see what we can do today.
All right, Charlie. Well, I thought I'd check in. I'm glad y'all are getting them. Send me some fish, man. I want some of those 29 inchers.
I'm going to get you over here.
I may have to just come that way. I keep thinking, man, I'm going to find me a wad of those big ones somewhere, but I hadn't had much luck at it this year. But it'll, you know how it is. Man's got to catch a big trout every now and then.
I know. We'll see what we can do about it.
Keep that blood moving. All right, brother. Well, Charlie, somebody wants to come over and fish with you. How do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
Charlie, always a pleasure. Good talking to you.
Take care.
Later, bud. Whack them up.
Bye.
All right.
Yes, sir.
First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress, jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time, early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 522 in the Bayou City. Now let's head over to Venice, Louisiana. Well, they've had a little high water problem themselves. Let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm here, man. Everything's good.
Yeah, well, we're here, too.
I saw y'all wading around in the parking lot yesterday at the marina, launching your boats in the water.
wow, that's been interesting. Only good thing about it is the fish went nuts.
I saw that too. Golly, how many redfish y'all catch yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. There was 40 pounds on that cleaning table there.
I saw that mess too.
Yeah, we, I don't know. We just had a good group down. And Brent Ballet helps me with them every year, and they're all big bass fishermen. They're all sticks, and so day before, you know, it blowed harder day before than it did yesterday. And we had to grind it out day before, but we managed to catch them. And then yesterday, we had all that water. I just told him, I said, look, let's just go that wagon wheel. I said, we can go anywhere we want to go in there and feel comfortable. And about not hitting stuff, first little drain I went into opened up into what usually is dry land, I would think. And
right.
Got on trolling motor. Everybody put a spoon in their hand and but had fun all day. I mean, you know, you find a little wad of them, and you know, you catch maybe five, six out of that little wad, and you just have to move, catch a single here and a single there, and you know, it'll get. And then the sun come out, we got sight fishing fish.
Y'all are using spoons?
Well, yeah, everything we caught yesterday was caught on the spoon. It really didn't matter the color, I don't think. I would say majority of them was caught on bronze, and then the rest of them was caught on a gold spoon. It was a lot of fun. And I'm talking about, you want to talk about chewing on it, they were chewing on it. I bet I took out of a third of the fish that I took off the hook, I had to take the pliers to get it out of the throat.
Yeah, they were slam dunking, you betcha.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and, you know, and the water was just beautiful, gin clear back in there. And so, you know, you got to see every one of them do it. So, you know, even had some eat it beside the boat. So, it was just crazy. It was crazy fun. I mean, other than the wind, it was a great day. I'm on my way to Marina. I think it's the water I'm seeing is just being held. I got in here, got bloated in here, and ain't got a way to get out. So I'm hoping this water fell out with all this north wind we've had. It should have.
It didn't fall out a lot up here. Not yet.
It had.
Not yet. We're still got flood advisories. Well, no, coastal flood advisories.
Well, you know, I hate we had a hurricane. I feel sorry for the people over there.
Oh, yeah.
If that thing would have come up out this river, it would have been bad news. So, I don't know what would have been left. We've lost so much through the years just from erosion. That it's blowed out of the east for the past 2 weeks so bad. Man, it's unreal stuff.
Well, it was moving fast. That was the only positive thing about it. It didn't linger.
That was
linger.
The only positive to that storm, that it didn't linger. It's crazy how fast it did go. Well, I see a bunch of them held up here at Cypress Creek, Cypress Cove Road, not going down yet. So
uh-oh.
It must still be flooded. It is.
How are you getting down there?
Well, you know, Cypress Cove it turns off the tidewater, so... you know, they rebuilt Tidewater a few years ago, so There'll be a little bit of water when I turn on Marina Road down here, probably. It didn't get up over this brook. I mean, it's on the edges of it.
Exactly. I bet it is.
Got west, you know, this west wind blowing. I'm running down the side of Yelkotten now, so.
What does it take to cover that road you're on? About 3-4 feet?
It'd take at least 3 foot, you know, so.
Yeah.
We went to 2 foot, because it was all the way to the steps. Going upstairs to the restaurant and store at the marina, so. All the docks were covered. You know, I'm having to get somebody to unload me. I can't unload myself. I don't trust that old Rickery dock when it's not out underwater. So.
Right, I understand. Man, you got to watch
it. There's a lot of boards. Yeah, you got to walk in a little narrow route to put this water. I ain't playing that game. But no, you know, there wasn't many people fishing in it. I was kind of surprised, you know. A couple of captains yesterday morning, then Brent was smiling, and they said, what are y'all smiling about? Well, we feel like we're doing some fun, you know?
Yeah, you can go a lot of places you normally can't go, and I bet that marsh over there looks a whole lot different when it's full of water like that.
The shore of them fish is coming out of grass, and that would be just a mat of grass on normal levels, so we was up above it, and we caught seven bass yesterday.
Seven bass with them bull tags. Yeah. You know that water was salty.
Great.
Isn't that nuts? You know, saltwater fish can adapt to freshwater, and freshwater fish can semi-adapt to saltwater. That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here we go. Yeah,
You got a little backup going there, bud?
Yeah, got a little water is over, you know, how you turn left off of Tidewater to go down to the marina.
Right.
This road's underwater, so that's crazy. I would have figured with that wind blowing that hard, it would have pulled it out of here. But, you know, too, we had an incoming tide all night, so there's a different situation.
Yeah, see, you're already on full high tide there when we're just now getting our high tide here.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, y'all are way earlier than us.
Yeah, way earlier. So, you know, I really should have a blast today. With the fall tide all day. Yeah. I imagine we're fixing to repeat what we done yesterday. So.
I would reckon.
And then going back to them bass, I like to throw a quarter ounce, but with that wind, it was just kind of impossible to do yesterday. I mean, these guys could throw it, but the tug on the line, you just wouldn't get the action out of that spoon that you needed.
Right.
And so we had to go to half ounce. And I don't know if I took that picture or not. I'm telling you, one of them caught a bass that couldn't have been 4 inches long, maybe 5 inches long.
Eat that big old
half ounce spoon. Yeah, eat a half ounce spoon. It's crazy.
Hey, if bass got up as big as drum and redfish, I wouldn't even go swimming in the lake. They might try to swallow it.
I'm telling you.
How hard did your wind blow over there yesterday?
Oh, you know, at the highest, we probably had 35.
See, we didn't get that. You know, we had 15, maybe 20-mile gusts. At times, but right. you were getting that north off that hurricane on the side you were on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
that's, wow.
Yep. But it blew harder the day before.
Did it? When it was moving up?
Yeah, boy, Tuesday. I mean, it was honking out of the east like you couldn't believe.
I bet it was from that circulation.
I stayed on the outside of the wagon wheel Tuesday on the other side of Red Pass, back in some flats and stuff back in there, kind of between corner Tallfeen and Red Pass. You'll know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, and I jumped kind of on some outside water there just to run to another pond. And my God, there was a swell coming in there that you could have surfed on it. It was great. And it was so high, and I was going across shallow stuff, that I was bumping every now and then.
Oh, when you get down to the bottom of the trough, you'd bump?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
get down by
hey, that'll give you white knuckle syndrome.
Yeah, it will, you know. It was an interesting 2 days. It looks like I got the same thing again today. I mean, it's got to be blowing. It's got to be blowing a steady 20 right now.
So,
it's got these roads okay, been over. But it is not as high as it was yesterday. I can tell that on the road. Yesterday, the road was covered pretty much. You know, it's a half a mile from Tidewater down here to the marina. So, and the whole road was covered yesterday. But it's not. So, anyhow, that's what's happening in Dennis. There's definitely not an offshore report. And a lot of Florida boats here right now.
A lot of them came over there and sought refuge. Way. Yeah.
Yeah. Brought their families and stuff.
Anything to save a boat, man.
Well, most definitely. You know.
I was just wondering how far up that river a lot of those guys had to go, the Chaffalaya River. You know, all those. That's big oyster industry right there, you know, that harbor.
Yeah.
And, I imagine they had to go way upstream and ride that thing out. That still can't be comfortable. I know guys with shrimp boats that did it in Cedar Bayou, back in Alicia and Ike and all that. They'd take their boats up there so they, you know, could save them. And I bet it's pretty sporty.
Oh, I would imagine. Well, you know, it's like everybody here, if it comes down, you know, and they see all of this stuff that we have in the marina here, all them houseboats, you know, and it's, you know, there wasn't Katrina, I bet there wasn't 10 houseboats prior to Katrina. You know, Katrina just wadded all that mess up.
Mm.
And now, I bet you there's 50, 60 houseboats here now.
Goodness.
And, you know, everybody asks me, what do you guys do when hurricane comes? I said, they don't do nothing. There's no place to go.
No. Where are they going to go?
Exactly. You know, it's just like Isaac. You know, Isaac wasn't that bad, but he stayed here too long. And that one guy that had a sport fisherman here, he's going to take New Orleans. Well, he waited too long to do that. You know, he sunk it in the river. So, you know, it's just...
Oh, I mean, that river gets nasty.
No, most of it. So, you're at the mercy here. There's nowhere to go. I mean...
You can run, but you can't hide.
It takes Carnival Cruise Line from the mouth of the river to New Orleans 8 hours.
Hmm.
So you figure if you're going to try to drag even if where you're going to put it in New Orleans, you're not going to be no better off at the end of the river or at New
Orleans.
Or at
the top of it. No, you're not.
Yeah, it comes. You're done. So, yeah. Wow. Parking lot's flooding here.
Well, I'll let you get organized there and get you boat in the water and everything, Mike. Hey, if somebody wants to call you, but I'll let you get going there. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunt Fishing.
All right, Mike. Go have you another epic day.
I hope so. It looked like I knew it in the parking lot this morning.
That's it. Hey, spinner baits in the parking lot. Nothing like it.
There you go.
All right, man. Take care.
Later, baby.
All right, see
Bye.
You, buddy.
Up this morning before the sun, fix me some coffee.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 541 in the Bayou City. All right, let's move down to G-Town. Let's check on Papa and see how high the water is. Plog, what's up, man?
What's up, Mick?
Remember the old song, How High is the Water, Mama?
How high is the water, Mama? That was Johnny Cash.
It sure was.
I think it was Johnny Cash. No, it's nothing like yesterday. It's high.
It's still high. It's gone down.
It ain't nothing like yesterday.
No, not at all.
It's a foot lower. You know where my house is. You know where the cleaning table is. And the pier there, it was all the way kind of going toward this concrete, that second step up here yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah, you had some water.
Yesterday morning. No, we had some water. And it went out, but it's still high. It's blowing pretty good down here right now.
Yeah. They claim it's supposed to be 15 to 25 today. That's forecast.
I can believe it. It's man, it's 15, 16, 17 right now for sure.
Yeah, that's what it was
nice,
at 4 o'clock. Doesn't it feel good, man?
Well, we, you know, the water when I come in yesterday, was I was listening to Charlie, it was, I think it was a little over 80, 80.2 or whatever when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't supposed to blow as hard as it did yesterday, but it I mean, it got to blow.
Yeah, I remember that forecast was showing 5 to 10. I said, if you add them together and then some.
Yeah, if you was inside,
it might be five to ten in front of your fan.
Man, but it was weird, Mickey. I listened to Charlie. You know, I found a bunch of fish shallow yesterday. And, man, I said, we were going to go somewhere. I said, man, it's too hard. And, you know, I think most of our fish are still out deep, still summer pattern kind of deal. But I said, let's go check something. And, man, we pulled them there and, boom, second cast, we catch one about 20 inches. It ain't very much long. We catch another one about 20 inches. Man, we got them. We caught a couple little ones on top waters. And I guess, I don't know, the sun ain't been up very long, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And, buddy, they went to slicking up and down that bank. And you can forget it. And when they started that, I mean, they showed me what was there. And I ain't talking about one little area. I'm talking about 2 or 3 miles of fish.
Yeah.
And, but you ain't going to get no bites. We ended up catching 5.
Wow.
We might have had 10 bites. But I just kept beating it up. It's all I had, honestly.
Well, with that kind of wind, you got to get some protection.
But, I mean, it ain't like they might be there. I mean, they're there. And it's the same thing happened to me the other afternoon or day before yesterday. We stopped on some stuff out deep, and it was still kind of windy and nasty. And so, man, we were going home. I said, let's just make a pass right here. Well, we caught one. So, man, look at here. I can't believe we even caught one. We had a double. One was too small. One was about 18 inches. Swung around again, caught one. I said, man, we may have something. Next time I went through there, we caught one, and then fish went to slicking, and they slicked all over that reef everywhere, and we never had another bite.
Crazy. That's crazy.
So we got them. I don't know what's different between down there and here, but when they start that slicking or you pull up there and they're already slicking, you ain't going to catch them, man. I mean, man, maybe if it's dead calm. And I wasn't wading yesterday, Mickey. I think wading, you'd have doubled what you caught for sure because, you know, the way they were, if you hit a fish, there's probably 8 or 9 fish right there with him. Well, we were just drifting on by, so... For sure, wading would have been
better.
Yeah,
and it's windy. It's hard to do that out of the boat, too. You know, you got a little slap. You got a little noise, you know.
Yeah. Now, I still don't think you'd have rolled through there and, you know, waded through there and caught 20 or 30, but maybe. Yeah. And they were nice fish, too. It wasn't, it wasn't your atypical gumballers. They were nice fish. So, but I beat it up till about 1 o'clock. Finally, my guy said, let's go, man.
Gumballers.
And gumballers. But I think the day before, and it's never been nice all week. We caught whatever we call it. We had 13 trout or 14 trout in a red. And they're just, I beat the shorelines up over there, and we're just not a lot of fish on the shorelines, and they're not biting. Everything we caught was kind of out deep a little bit.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see the news today and, where they – got daylight and good photography and see the devastation over there in Florida. One guy posted a video on Facebook, said Panama City, Florida is impassable, it says. Complete devastation. These videos don't do it justice. It says this city will never be the same again.
And that was on the west side of the eye. I ain't heard a report from the east side of the eye over there.
May not
there
be
yet.
Anybody to hear a report from over there. Golly.
Yeah,
it went into, that was a smaller area. It wasn't a heavy populated area. It was a plus two, Mexico Beach and all, nothing like hitting, Tampa Bay or somewhere like that where there's millions of people.
Well, I don't wish it on nobody, but I'm sure glad it didn't come here.
I know.
Man, you said it had that white, when that eye gets a little white ring around it on that, and it came ashore like that, 150 something?
155.
But, you know, they talk about it was like 919, and I'm not taking anything away from it, or like the third lowest pressure of all. It was lower than Katrina. But Katrina been pushing that water, brother, since Africa. When Katrina came, it was 35-foot wall of water come up the mouth of that river. It would just...
Yeah, it was moving slower, too, you know. Just think, if this thing would have slowed down about 100 miles offshore and just crawled in, what kind of water do you think it would have pumped up then? You
know, it would have been...
I saw 13-14-foot surge, which is, you know, and that's flat over there, and that's a lot of water, man.
It's bad for those people. But Katrina, you know, that was a real deal right there. I mean, not that this one wasn't, but it was just, you can't compare them. I mean, they were bad, but that Katrina was unbelievable. We were just pushing so much water.
Well, it was the water, you know, the wind damage wasn't as severe. It's just except over in Mississippi, they're the ones that got all the real severe wind damage. I remember when Blaine and I had to go to Florida and do a redfish tournament. We drove through there, and it looked like a atom bomb had gone off in that place.
I'd never seen nothing like it. I drove over there in November. I went to see my buddy over there. He's retired now. He used to run Cypress Cove, my old buddy Mike Ballet. We went over there in November, but my barge ended up, you know, I heard Mike talking about the barges and stuff, but my houseboat ended up like 2.5 miles from where we were tied up at. I mean, where it was moored at. So that cost me. I never went back. You know, I went every summer, and we stayed 3 months, 3.5 months, and I never went back after that. Robbie still goes.
He said he had enough.
No, man, we were big time. We had another month to make our money. We were fixing to hit it, man. Tarp everywhere. It was going great. I never forget old Butler, the guy that owns Springer. He said, "You Texas boys, I don't know what's wrong with you. All y'all got to do is go fish the east side of the river." I said, "Well, he's probably right, but I'm tired and I'm going home." And Coon's daddy, Papa Joey, said, "Let me tell you something, little buddy, that's going to be a bad one. She's going to come straight to the mouth of the river." And he was right.
Yeah, he nailed that one.
I guarantee you he did. He was my cook, man. We had the best food. We had a good time. That year we had a good time. We had everything there. See, Buddy had the Cabo there. I had my room at Cypress Cove. We had the bars. We were big time for short time.
Boy, that's part of the gad business. How many times have we seen that over the years?
Oh, brother. All the time.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
It don't even faze me. But, man, I tell you, I don't know why our fish won't bite, though. And I mean, I know what I saw yesterday. I wish you'd have been with me. You'd have went, "Man, there is a bunch of them here." And every now and then you get one to bite. But after about 8 o'clock, the only bites you had were on topwater. You know, if you got a bite, that was the only way you're going to get one. And we blew a couple of fish. We might have should have had 7, you know, at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting downstairs. It's blowing pretty good here right now.
Yeah, it's gusting about 18 down there right now. They're still calling that forecast, still saying 15 to 25.
Yeah, we're gonna try to go this afternoon. I told them y'all hold up. Let's see. This weather's got it kind of dropping off this afternoon. So
maybe it will.
We'll see. But the problem is, Mickey, our water is still 80. So, you know, it ain't like it. You know, when the water drops down and gets cold, it can blow and the water stays clear. Now, you know, it gets muddy. Dana fished up there yesterday. He didn't do much yesterday. I think he had 4.
I can believe it. That's just average everyday trip for me up there.
Well, now, granted, it wasn't, you know, the conditions weren't all that great, you know, but
no, when it's perfect, I can get about 15, 16, sometimes 20.
Well, this is going to help. We'll drop that water temperature at least 4 or 5 degrees. We'll get it out of 80s. It'll be, 73, 74, 75 maybe. We'll drop 4 or 5 degrees, I guess.
Hopefully. I know we will when we get that one for next week. That'll get us down where we need to be.
When's that one coming? Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be blowing north Monday about 20 to 25.
Really? So that's it then. That'll be the one right there. If it's going to change, it'll start changing stuff then.
Hell, according to Richard Totch, that'll be the end of hurricane season. when that one comes through.
I don't know. We thought it was in when old Jerry come in and got yeah. us. And it was
how
like,
many fronts
what,
have we
October?
Already had that year? That's right. And that was in middle of October, and old Jerry came to meet us.
And that actually was a front that went out there and spun up. That's actually what it was.
Just spun up and turned around and came right through the Galveston jetties. Welcome home,
hey, we're
Jerry.
Out there, I'm out there working birds at the mouth of the river, and it's rough. We ain't paying no attention, man. We're whacking them. Here comes Blaze. Man, we got to go. There's a hurricane. That's what you mean. I'm telling you. So we ran in the park, and the water was already in the parking lot and everything. I said, Dad, God, this is getting bad. Then we all came to your house.
Yeah, well, you did. I'd been cooking all day. We went fishing that morning, me and Raz and Pete, and went wade fishing, and I got back about 10:30. I mean, we ripped them that morning and got back early, and we decided to cook. So that's what we did.
I'm glad y'all did.
I just put two new engines on my Hydrosport, and I had the other ones on motor stands off by my little boat stall sitting there on the edge of the driveway.
Them old blow-up Mariners?
Hey, yeah, no, I forget what they were. But anyway, Jerry blew them over.
Jerry blew him over.
Blew him over, man.
I remember we had to go down there and fix somebody's house. Maybe Matt Faces put one, that whirly thing blew off there, and it was filling up with water.
Yeah.
That was an experience. But now, Mickey, it's, I think, you know, I don't know why ours ain't biting like Charlie's, because I had them yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you one thing Charlie's got that we don't have, and that's he's got some 29-inchers down there. Man, I'd love to catch one of them again.
Man, I'd like to catch one, too. Well, I was sure surprised at the size of them fish because I had waded in there about 5 or 6 days ago. No, 8 days, 9 days, some, you know, couple of weeks ago. And we caught just little old trout. I caught a couple of little gumballers. But them fish that I caught in there yesterday were totally different fish.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, these are good.
They just showed up.
And, man, buddy, when
new
they
batch.
Were slicking, it had to. Hey, I'm telling you, they went to slick. Hey, you drift over them, and they pop two or three slicks behind you. And you look down there, and so, man, they just pop one right there. You troll down there, throw, look down there, and they pop four or five more. I said, man, I can't believe we ain't getting bit. At least
you'll
one,
hit it right. You'll slide in there one day, and it'll be the end of the world. You catch them till you're sick of them.
Well, I hope so.
That's the way it is, man. That's fishing.
I just want to catch some. Yeah, it is fishing.
All right, dog. Well, hey, throw that number out. Somebody wants to come down and G-Town, live the dream, go to the bottom all in one ride, baby.
All right, brother, 409-935-7242. And, hey, them Bull Reds, Bite Cameron, and them smoked them the other day. I think they had a bunch of big sharks. They had 16 Bull Reds, two big old drum. They caught all kind of stuff.
There you go. Tackle box is on, baby.
It's
broke
on,
in.
Baby.
It's all working. All right, James,
it,
I'll talk to you later. All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
Later.
Bye.
All right, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning right here Friday morning at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.